In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The prophet Micah lived in the 8th century B.C., about the same time as another great prophet, Isaiah. Both Micah and Isaiah prophesied the coming of a Messiah, or king, for the word Messiah means the anointed one. And kings in ancient Israel were anointed with oil, just as kings are today. And this Messiah would save Israel from its enemies and inaugurate a reign of peace. The Middle East has always been a turbulent place, and Israel especially, lying on the center of the great trade routes from east to west, from Egypt to Mesopotamia, and from north to south, from Syria to Arabia, has always been a focal point of violence and instability. In the 8th century, in the time of Micah and Isaiah, Israel had been divided into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom was called Israel and had its capital in the city of Samaria. The southern kingdom was called Judah and its capital was Jerusalem. At this time, the chief threats to the kingdoms of Israel and Judea came from Assyria in the northern part of Mesopotamia, or Iraq, as we now call it, whose capital was the famous city of Nineveh on the Tigris River. In the year 735, the Assyrians had invaded the northern kingdom of Israel and destroyed Samaria, its capital, and deported many of its people into exile. And on several occasions, they also invaded the southern kingdom of Judea and tried to capture Jerusalem, but they were never able to do it. And it was against this historical background of wars and impending dangers that Micah wrote his great prophecy about Bethlehem, the city where King David was born, and thus the ancestral home of the kings of ancient Israel. And he also prophesied about the woman who would give birth to a ruler who would unite Israel and shepherd his people with power and majesty in the name of the Lord God, and who would bring peace to all the ends of the earth. This prophecy was used in both the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. John. In St. Matthew's Gospel, the wise men, the Magi, from the east came to King Herod asking, "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" Herod consulted his chief priests and scribes, who told him that the Christ will be born in Bethlehem in Judea. For thus the prophet wrote, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least among the tribes of Judah, for from you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." And in St. John's Gospel, the people of Jerusalem are debating about who Jesus is. And some say, "Would the Christ come from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that Christ must be descended from David and come from Bethlehem?" Well, as we know, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but he grew up in Nazareth in Galilee, so he was actually from both places. In this wonderful way, the Holy Scripture used the ancient prophecies rooted in an historical situation over 700 years before Jesus was born to prepare a great light for the people who walked in darkness and the shadow of death, and to proclaim a king who would come, not with earthly power and majesty, but with gentleness and humility. His kingdom would be one of hope and good news for the poor and brokenhearted, of justice and peace for all mankind, and of victory over sin and death. And that kingdom will never end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.